You're listening to the official Ankeny Community School District podcast, We Are Ankeny, where we're sparking conversations about all things Ankeny schools. Welcome back to Ankeny's podcast channel, We Are Ankeny. Today's show celebrates the next generation of public school teachers and administrators. Everyone here today contributes or participates in Ankeny Schools Teacher Academy. On the mics today, we have Anna Sash and Ingrid Diedrich, students in the Teacher Academy. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Nice to have you here. They're a little nervous, but we'll work them in today. joining them is Jesse Purviance, a fifth grade teacher at Northeast Elementary. She has been at Northeast for 10 years and has been a mentor teacher academy to all of our participants. Thank you for being here, Jesse.
Thank you for having me.
Julie Blevins started teaching in the Ankeny School District in 2000, has been in at Northview Middle School and Centennial High School. She teaches the Teacher Academy classes, which are also concurrent courses with DMAC's Foundations of Education. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we all have, these are all four newbies to the podcast, and so, but they're going to do great. Now they're going to give us some really good information about our Teachers Academy and hopefully ignite that spark in other students that we have in our district towards pursuing a career in education. And so I think the best place to start for us today is asking simply, Julie, what is Teachers Academy?
Teacher Academy is a course that's offered throughout the school year. It provides students the opportunity to have their first experiences in education and gives them also the opportunity to see if teaching is what they want to pursue as they plan to go off to college. Students that are in this class actually receive 5 DMAC credits over the course of the school year, EDU 210 and EDU 218, and the course covers pretty much everything related to education. We start off with a history of education, go into, you know, instruction, assessment, classroom culture, professionalism. If it's related to education, we probably cover it at some point during the course.
Yeah. And so because this is a DMAC course, for those students that choose to pursue a career in education, are these credits transferable when they go to their 4-year university?
Absolutely. These courses will count at Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI as their first 2 levels of education as they transfer in. And many private colleges also take them in as ed credit for these students. One thing our students get with this course, if they take it with us in Ankeny, early, if you would say, instead of waiting to go to the 4-year university, our students get to spend quite a bit of time out in the placement classroom, more so than if they waited and took it when they went off to college.
And so being involved with this experience for our students, what would you say the ultimate goal of the course is?
I always tell the students my ultimate goal by the end of the year is they are in a position that they're someone I would want to hire as a colleague.
Okay.
They are prepared. They're ready to go. They've had those experiences, and they have that understanding that if they choose to continue on in the profession, that they know what is to be what they will need to do and what's coming up for them, and they're prepared to go.
And then are the students able to choose if they are able to focus on elementary, middle, or high school?
They do get the opportunity to choose some focus, but they also will spend time at elementary and middle school. We have them experience both just to make sure they aren't missing out on something. They may think they really want to teach preschool or kindergarten, but find out that they really like sixth graders.
Right, right. And so Jesse is a mentor teacher, and how long have you been doing that?
I'm not sure for how long, but it's been quite a few years that I've been doing the program.
And so what would you say is the biggest eye-opener for students when they first start this program?
I think it's just nice for them to get into the classroom and see all the different components of it, to see what teachers do throughout their day. It's not just about teaching, but it's about making that relationship with students, having those connections, and just a lot of different pieces.
And what skill sets would you say are most beneficial for those students that are wanting to be teachers?
I think they need to be compassionate, planning. I think just overall they need to have a sense of wanting to be in the classroom to help the students.
And then one of the things that I realized being at the district office is collaboration is a huge part of my job. How do the students engage in collaboration with one another and then with you?
Okay. I'm not sure how they do it at Teacher Academy, but then when they're with me, unfortunately, like when Anna comes, she doesn't get the time where I am in my PLC with other teachers, so we don't get the opportunity. But she's been in there when other teachers have come into the classroom. We discuss and collaborate over, you know, whatever, doing whatever planning that we're doing. So she gets to see that with me, but then also with other teachers.
I can add to that in the classroom. Most of the class is collaboration based, and I think Anna and Ingrid would probably agree with that. They spend a lot of time doing inquiry, a lot of time discussing with each other, with the learning and processing that way.
Yeah, I'd like to add on to that. So mainly the class is group projects and discussions, but I'd say the homework is more individual. But, like, the basis of the class is group.
Thank you. Anna? Yeah.
We'll do homework, like, before prepping what we'll talk about as a group in class, and we'll discuss and kind of build off each other's ideas.
So, Anna and Ingrid, I'm really interested in what prompted you to take this class. You know, so, you know, what ignited that spark in you to want to at least try it and think about being a teacher? So I'm going to start with you, Anna.
Well, my mom is a preschool teacher. So from a young
enough
age,
said, enough said.
I've kind of, yeah. That's kind of been me. But both my sisters have taken the class, so I knew before then. And I've just always loved being with kids and working with them. So I figured this is a good time to see if I truly do want to do it.
Okay. And you're a senior, so what have you decided?
I want to do it. I want to continue it.
And then what school will you be going to next year?
I'm going to Wartburg.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you'll be playing volleyball also,
yes,
right?
Yes, I will.
I'm very proud of you. Ingrid, what about you? What ignited that spark in you?
For me, it was always my mom being like, you're way too compassionate for other people. Because, like, I'd be, like, feeling for them and, like, you know what I mean? Like, not necessarily putting myself first. And then at first I thought I'd be an architect. So I was, like, taking all these courses sophomore year. And I'm like, math. I can't. And then I was looking through the catalog of, like, what classes you could take through DMAC. And I saw Teacher Academy, and I'm like, I could actually try that. Because I loved working with kids, and, like, having connections with the kiddos means a lot to me. So
absolutely. Anna, what grades are you thinking about teaching?
Right now I like PE. I did elementary PE, and I liked that. And I want to see.
Elementary?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Ingrid, what about you?
For me, at first I was like, second grade sounds good, but now I'm doing third grade and I'd be fine with second or third so far.
Okay. Jesse, so I asked them what ignited their spark to pursue teaching. Could you tell our audience what ignited that spark in you to want to pursue teaching?
I guess I just, when I was younger, I just always wanted to be a teacher. I didn't have parents that were teachers, mm-hmm. but I know I would get worksheets. I would make my brother sit down, be the students, do the worksheets. I was always the teacher. So I guess for me, that's just something I always wanted to do.
Yeah. And then Julie, you know, what would you say is probably the most satisfying part about being a teacher?
I think the most satisfying part to me about being a teacher is seeing my students in action in the classroom right now for this course. When I go out into placement and I see them in working one-on-one with students or working with a small group or even leading the whole class, they're out there and they're doing these things we've talked about in class and they are living it. And you can just see on their faces the joy they have when they're in the classroom doing those things.
Absolutely. Julie, earlier you talked a little bit about some of the collaboration that takes place between the students and between the students and teachers. And then you mentioned quickly project-based learning. And so can you explain how Teachers Academy uses project-based learning in the program?
You bet. Our entire class is pretty much one big project-based learning. With our course, when we start the semester, the students do not stay in my classroom 5 days a week within the first week of school. As soon as we have their background checks done, those students are headed out into classrooms 2 times a week. And so 2 times of the week, they will spend time out in 2 different classrooms during first semester, and they'll spend 50 hours in placement. And so they are doing the real hands-on at that point in time of what we're learning in the classroom. They're able to transfer that and see that. And that's a big part of our discussions as well. And then we move into second semester. We talk about how the work changes. It stays the same, but it changes because they are then spending 3 days out in placement and 2 days with me. And so they're living that more and more. And then to add to this, to make it a more real experience for them, last year I partnered with Miss Sarah Derry at STEM Iowa.
Yeah.
And we engaged in a project as part of their lesson planning where they developed activities that were available for checkout by teachers across the state from the STEM library. They also were able to field test these in classrooms. And it just made the lesson planning a much more rich experience for them. And I actually just met with Miss Derry last week for the project we're going to be doing this spring. It's a little bit different, but I'm super excited about it for our students.
That's great. And so you talked about it also being hands-on. And so Ingrid and Anna, can you talk about what does hands-on look like when you're taking these courses over the course of a year?
So it just depends on the placement teacher that you go to. But the placement that I'm at right now is third grade with Mrs. Young. And the first day I got there, she just gave me a list of things that she wanted me to complete from the day. Like, it was have a small group with the lower tested readers, and we'd work on fluency and just all over vocabulary words. And then she had me do some read alouds. Then I got used to talking in front of the class. And I really noticed, like, how enthusiastic she was and how she really engaged the students. So I've been trying to, like, kind of use her motives through mine, kind of just, like, copy and paste it. Mm-hmm. And then she has me do word work with them in small groups in the back table towards the end of the day.
Anna?
Yeah. One of the things we talk about, too, is that every student's, like, journey, like, through placement, everyone's gonna have different teachers, so it's gonna be different what you do, and that really is what it is. Like, you're gonna have different students and you're gonna do different things. So, like, some people work group work or one-on-one or teach the whole class, and you learn different things, I think, with each placement. And having four placement teachers really does help, because you get to see different classes, different students, so you really get a different experience every time.
And Jesse, because this is project-based, hands-on, what does support look like from a mentor teacher for our young students?
I think I'm just there to answer any questions that they have. I try to get the students that come to me out doing different things. Sometimes it's hard depending on what time of the day that they come and what activities that we have going on, since I don't want certain students to miss certain things. But I think just making sure that communication is there between you and the student, and explaining why you're doing things and giving some background on the different activities that you're doing.
One of the underestimated skills that teachers have is classroom management, right? And so we definitely want our teachers in Teachers Academy to be content focused and know their content and know how to deliver it. But how do you support them around understanding the need and role of classroom management? You know, anything from simply getting the class to be quiet, lining them up, walking them in the hallway. You know, what does that look like? What does that process look like for our young aspiring teachers?
I mean, obviously, even for teachers, it's trial and error with your students to see what will work. But I think hopefully, Anna, I know you probably see a lot of different things going on in the classroom. I think a huge part of your classroom management is just knowing your students, knowing them on a personal level, seeing what they personally need, what accommodations certain students need to help them to succeed in the classroom. Classroom placement, I know you've just seen the last week. Certain students need to be placed in certain areas to help them concentrate and work a little bit better, and just realizing it's a minute by minute thing that you have to watch.
Yeah. Julie, how popular is Teachers Academy?
We typically have across the district probably 40 to 50 students every year that will sign up for Teacher Academy. It is a block class, so it's two periods a day for a student that they would have to have within their schedule to come. This year actually is the first time we've offered the course outside of first and second period. So there is a morning class that's offered first and second period, and an afternoon class that's offered sixth and seventh period. And the opportunity that's provided is I have some students that are interested in teaching band this year, and they would have never been able to take this class before if we wouldn't have offered it in the afternoon.
Wow. And so what are the prerequisites to take Teachers Academy?
There really are no prerequisites except for that you be a junior or a senior in school, and that you pass the background check from DMAC, and then you are able to be in the class.
And then, Julie, can you also explain how this class is beneficial to our students who don't know if they want to pursue a career in education?
Absolutely. As someone that didn't decide they wanted to be a teacher till they were a sophomore in college, and that meant an extra year of college, what this does for our students is it provides them that introduction or that picture into what this could be for them. This course is, it's a year long, but it's divided by semester. And so we do have students, and we talk about that during first semester, is this may not be for you, but this is your chance to see and check that out. And we did have some students that chose to drop second semester, but now they know this. And when they're ready to go off to college, they can go down a different path and not have to, you know, pick up that extra year like I did in order to finish my teaching degree. I think we do have students that come into this that aren't sure, but do, like Ingrid talked about and Anna talked about, they love to be around kids. Mm-hmm. And it provides them a great opportunity to interact with them and have some different experiences to see what it really is about. Because the biggest thing I hear from my students is, I had no idea teachers did all of these things.
Right, right. And so Anna and Ingrid, are you in your first or second semester of Teachers Academy?
We're in our second semester.
Second semester. And so how is second semester different from your first semester? What are you doing differently now?
Well, now we're in placement 3 days a week, and so we have less class time with Ms. Blevins. So our learning is, it's a little different, but we're also building off of what we learned first semester and going more in depth about certain things like our philosophy and our pedagogy and stuff like that.
Okay. Ingrid?
And I think we're just like connecting everything as a whole. Like, I think the most beneficial thing we've done was create a poster and have lines connecting stuff and reasoning for it, because I thought, like, oh, that just connects this. And I've noticed that our class discussion, like, I'm like, oh, we are literally just connecting how these things work together. And I'm seeing, like, other students start to get that as well.
Yeah. So in Iowa, we have more and more of our veteran teachers that are eligible for retirement. And so Teacher Academy is an invaluable program for not only our students to let them understand whether or not they want to pursue a career in education, but it's also a pipeline program for our district, because we know we have talented students, and those students that want to pursue a career in education, we want them to come back to Ankeny and also contribute to our community. And so with that, this is going to be the last word. And so, Julie, what would be your advice to that sophomore or freshman that's going to be a sophomore next year that is thinking about education, becoming a teacher? Who should they come and talk to? What should they do if they're just have an interest in considering this pathway?
I think the first step for them would be to talk to a counselor at their building. Those counselors at AHS and Centennial are able to give good background on our course. They know quite a bit about it. I would also encourage them maybe to reach out to someone if they know someone that is an upperclassman that they could talk to. That would be a good place to start. They are more than welcome to send me an email as well if they'd like to check in and hear about that. I would love to have more and more students in this course, because as you mentioned, our students are well aware as well in that, that we need teachers right now. That is something we've talked about in class.
Absolutely. So. And Jesse, what would be your advice to aspiring teachers, or better yet, why should someone think about coming into education to be a teacher?
I think if you have that passion for kids and you want to teach, you want to watch students learn, like, this is your opportunity to get out there and see if it's something that you would like. I know there's a lot of people out there that say teaching is hard, and it is, but if you're passionate about it and this is what you want to do, like, that's the path that you should go for.
Ingrid, Anna, you get the last word. What's been your best experience so far in Teacher Academy?
That's a hard one. I don't know if I have one particular experience, but just being able to, like, especially near the end of my placements, I've made connections with, like, all of my students. Mm. I was in 7th grade math, elementary PE, and 5th grade with Ms. Proviance. And I'm definitely starting to make connections with all of them. And it's really nice if I see them out, like, in the community, I can say hi to them and stuff.
Ingrid?
I think for me, I'm a very future-oriented person. Like, I have to know what I'm doing, what's my plan, or I'm going to be stressed about it, or I'm going to have anxiety. And that just comes from my mom. Like, we're very organized, and we have to know what's going on. So I think just seeing that, like, okay, I can actually do this and there's resources for me and there's places to go and ask questions, and that this is a good opportunity for me to even, like, talk to the kids and build really healthy connections with them, I think that's the most beneficial.
So thank you to our guests for their insight into this great program. We hope to see Anna and Ingrid back in Ankeny Schools teaching with us. Anna, you're on the clock. So in 4 years, okay. I expect to see your application to come back and teach in Ankeny. And if you're enjoying our podcast, please click the subscribe button so you are notified as soon as our new podcasts are available. Thank you for listening to the We Are Ankeny podcast, the official podcast of Ankeny Community Schools.